Well, we've been travelling for some time now. It seems like it's going to be a while before we find anywhere, you know, safe to stay.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter if it's safe or not. I just want to find the guy who did this, took my kids, and stomp him into paste.
Oh, we will, don't get me wrong. I just... do we really know where we're going?
According to this, we're getting close, but... I don't know. It's been weeks now. This guy isn't moving faster than we are, is he? I mean, maybe he is. It is possible, I think. However, it is unlikely. Cheer up, my friend. Perhaps you and I should do some more practice. What do you mean? Well, practice your skills, your training to become a paladin. Oh, you mean like with the fighting and whatnot? Sure, I guess. I understand. Your heart is not in it at the moment. But when the time arises and you must avenge your children, however that might end up being, you should be prepared. So come, let us exercise. It will give you something to do, I think. All right.
Oi, can I join in on it?
Why not? Any of us can train. It is good, I think, for us to. What about you, Traveler? Would you also like to train with us? Harness your skills. Splendid. But know that I will not be holding any punches. You must be, as it were, at peak performance. You never know what will endanger us out here in the wilds. So we must prepare.
Oi, this feels fun. We got any training equipment, or can we just use our regular equipment? I got all kinds of blades. I got sawtooth blades, I got short swords, long swords, I got axes, hand axes, great axes. I got it all. I'm on to the teeth, let me tell you.
You know, I don't think you got enough weapons there.
And, what exactly is, that you got there, Omar?
Oh, this? I call it the shanker. Because when I get up close to someone, I'm gonna shank him with it.
It looks like you got, like, a small piece of metal that's rusty, and I feel like if I get touched by that, I'm gonna get some kind of disease.
Probably. That's how we do. Prison rules, bitch.
That's hurtful.
Sorry, I'm just, you know, I'm in a type of way.
No, I get it, yeah. But, do you want a real weapon?
What, you saying that the Stabber 9000 ain't gonna be a real weapon? We'll see what happens when I get that person's throat and just start stabbing away.
You are exceedingly violent.
I'm very angry. Very upset by this whole situation. Sorry, I don't mean to get carried away.
No, it's probably a good thing, actually. It'll keep your razor focused, and you need that. Here. Let's do some exercises. What you say?
Okay.
Also, handy bit, I like your shield.
Oh, this? It's just a trash can lid.
Exactly. But we're gonna make it better. See, here's another thing about old war, right? I used to be a little bit of a blacksmith. I can reinforce it in places and make sure you won't get any hurt. And you'll be doing rot as rain out there. You'll be able to take a hit, and since you're so small, you can hardly be on that shield. We'll see if we can get that enchanted by someone too. I might know an artificer or two.
What the hell's an artificer? I believe he means artificer. What the hell even is that? Oh, someone who can enchant items. See, you're really smart, Traveler. You know that? Neat. So, real quick, before we start this training exercise, You mentioned that there was a healer. Did we ever find that person by chance?
Yeah, we're actually going to be meeting him on the way.
You all right there?
Got a little bit of indigestion, sorry.
When you say we're going to meet them, can you be more specific?
Oh, yeah. So, turns out that the goblin is still alive. Some of the other gobos back at the stroke of midnight, they checked it out right. And, the guy's going to be available.
What's this guy's name, exactly?
Ort.
Ort.
Yeah, Ort.
That's a weird name for a goblin.
They're all weird names. Every name is weird. Name me a name that doesn't sound weird. All right, I'll give that one to you, Traveller. Perhaps that's not such a weird name. But still, most names are weird. Anyway, he's supposed to be meeting up with us pretty soon, actually. Might actually join us not too long. Wait, hang on. You smell that?
I believe I do.
You don't got no nose. How can you smell anything?
I felt it was necessary to answer your question. I don't smell anything.
Then why... You know what? All right, fine. What about you, Omar?
Yeah, smells like barbecue. You think trouble?
Oh, yeah. Looks like this training exercise just became the real deal. Careful, though. Bandits or goblins might be tricky to deal with. Come on, let's go find out what's happening. Keep low and keep quiet, right?
Yeah. Let me go scout ahead. I'm smaller than all of you, and quieter. You guys are not gonna like this.
What is it?
You were right about bandits. Goblin bandits. That's not the thing you're not gonna like.
Well, what is it?
It's more or less a thing that's with them. My goodness. Is that a minotaur? Yeah, it looks kind of like one, doesn't it? What do you suppose we do? Should we charge in and free the people who are being attacked? Well, actually, we can't really tell who's being attacked. For all we know, the goblins are being attacked by that minotaur. Then again, he could also be, like, defending his own camp. We don't know. The situation's kind of beyond us. I don't think we should rush in.
I suppose we could let the traveler talk to him.
You're gonna risk our greatest asset. Our friend. For a situation we know nothing about.
You know, when you lay it out like that, it does seem kind of silly. But if people need help, it's our job to help them.
Where does it say that? Like, anywhere. In our hearts. You are too nice. And you could use a little bit more niceness. Buddy, you've never been a raccoon. But okay. All right. If we want to do this, are you okay with doing this, Traveler? Hey, most of this journey is up to you. We're not going to stop you from doing anything. If you want to help these people, you go on right ahead. We'll back your play. Just don't, go dying or nothing, because I kind of need your help to find my children. All right.
No, let us go. Let us go. Listen, you can take all the gold. Take whatever you want. Just leave us alive.
That's what I thought. What? What's this? A human. Tell me, why are you here?
Oh, please save us. This man's gone mad. Oh, no. I mean, everything's fine. Don't worry. Please go about your business.
You won't know what's going on. This is a robbery. I wouldn't get involved if I was you. Oh, yeah. You and what army?
Hello. We're the army.
What you gonna do?
Well, I'm gonna chop you to ribbons.
I'm gonna stab you a couple times.
And I will smite you where you stand, villain.
And what about you? I'd like to see you try.
Alright, you heard him, boys. Let's give him what he paid for.
Not so fast! How cool is goblins?
Oh, that's a fair point. What you want to do, Trevor? You got any spells, anything that you could use?
That would do it. Yeah, I think that would do it nicely.
Well, you got his attention. He's charging at us. What now?
Leave it to me. An immovable object meets an unstoppable force. Too bad for you. The immovable object is on the side of righteousness. Now be gone, vile villain.
You handled that pretty deftly, both of yous.
Oh, careful now. He may not fully be dead yet.
Good. I wasn't looking to kill him.
You may have to, though. Hang on. Careful, traveller. Don't get too close. Let me take care of that. Oi, git! You still alive? Yeah, there you are. Barely breathing as you might be. Now what you doing here? Robbery. Yeah, that's it. You're just a highwayman. That what you want us to believe? Yeah. Huh. You gonna rob people again? Yeah. All right, I've had enough. Listen, you could either scrap a living off the rocks around you, and hunting like a normal person, but if you continue to rob people, we will have to kill you. People have tried.
Yeah, we just did, and we nearly killed you. Take the L and run!
Well, you booked it pretty fast. I didn't even get to shank him. I guess that's lucky for him. Yeah. Let's go help those goblins.
Please don't hurt us. Please don't hurt us. You're all scary people.
Hey, look at me. We're about the same size, bud. You're maybe a little taller than I am. But I definitely have the girth.
Oh, I guess that's true. What do you want?
Just to help you guys out. Your, camp seems kind of messed up here. Mind if we lend you a hand?
Sure, I guess. I don't have no problem with that.
What's your name, friend?
My name's Ort.
Wait, no kidding. You're the guy we're supposed to be looking for? You're Ort. You're the guy. You're the healer?
Wait, who are you lot?
We don't rightfully have a name at the moment, but we're the crew from the Stroke of Midnight.
You're that crew? Wog, is that you?
Yeah, in the flesh. Who do you think it would be?
Honestly, I didn't think you'd still be alive after all these years. I thought you'd have gone yourself killed or something.
Shows what you know. Oi, traveller. This here is our cleric.
All right, nice to meet you. I'm Shaman Ort. I'm a bit of a practitioner, yeah. I know all kinds of different voodoos and magic and hoodoos, you name it. I'm sent here to accompany you on your journey because I owe Wog a great deal of debt.
It's true. Let me tell you something. Back in the day when we was fighting, right? This boy was hopeless, but he turned out all right.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So what do you say we, clean this up and then we can, go about our business?
I think that we're, clean this up and we'll go about our business. I'm a little worried being on the road.
You still bitten a rod, Rick?
You still a bitten a rod? Listen here, all right? You don't stay alive as a goblin as long as I have without being a little paranoid about everything around you.
That's a fair point. All right. Don't worry, you got us now.
Yeah, I'm so comforted.
Don't worry about it. We got anything that comes our way. Plus, we got this guy.
I am Brick de la Manzana, Knight Errant of the Pneumatic Order of Moradin, here at your service.
Okay, whatever that means. Okay, let's get this cleaned up and you can tell me what's going on.
Oh, that's easy. Some idiot decided it was a good idea to steal my kids for some nefarious purpose. Oh, and also this traveler is like some, like, child of destiny or whatever. I could care more about that, but, like, right now, my kids need to be saved. So, you're gonna have to, bear with me. I'm a bit grumpy.
It's true, he's been a bit grump this entire time. Understandably so, we accept it.
Okay, and what's your deal? Do you, also stab people, or what is it that you do, traveler? Magic? Oh, okay, what kind of magic? You're like a warlock or a sorcerer or something. Huh. That is interesting. All right, let's get this cleaned up and we'll get going. Shouldn't take too long from here, I suppose, right?
Hello, everyone. It's great to see you guys back. Here we have another installment of the Stroke of Midnight lore. We're finally setting out on an adventure because I was honestly getting kind of bored getting stuck in the Stroke of Midnight bar and brothel without any forward movement in the story. So we're finally starting the journey. They've been out for a while, and as you can see, things aren't going too closely as planned. I should really script these things going forward, but there's something about improvisation that's just so much easier, it's so much more fun. In the meantime, I've got a couple of ideas for stories that I've been rattling around in my head, including, like, a pirate story. I've been thinking about, like, a ghostly captain, which, I mean, The Stroke of Midnight has a ghostly captain as well. I've also been thinking of a detective story for a while. It's been kicking in my head around for the past couple of months. I like a good noir. I like a good mystery. I don't know if I can write one, but we'll see. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. In the meantime, we've got still a few more months, probably, worth of regrets and, of course, pain go away, so I'll be doing what I can to get those done as quickly as possible. I want to thank you all for your support, especially my patrons, which you can see here. Also, if you can't tell, I'm a little under the weather. My throat's sore, my nose is running, so if I don't sound up to snuff, that's probably why. Apologies, I am trying to make sure I keep on top of these, by the way, but it's been a little bit hectic. Well, everyone, thank you again for watching. I'll see you in the next audio. Sweet dreams and pleasant nightmares.